Trier Audio Guide, the Market Square of Trier. Nestled in the heart of Trier's city centre, this square has, for centuries, been the preferred gathering spot for traders, gossips, and politicians alike. Since the 10th century, the square has witnessed all sorts of goods being traded, from exotic spices you'd swear held magical powers to fabrics that would make a Roman emperor feel underdressed. In the hustle of the market, you could find everything. It has hosted weekly markets since time immemorial, offering locals and visitors a taste of regional life through fresh produce and handicrafts. Although Trier is known for its impressive Roman legacy, the market square we see today is primarily medieval in its origin and Renaissance in its attire. Nevertheless, beneath the cobblestones and among the foundations of the colourful houses, the remains of Roman Trier slumber. The most striking feature of the square is undoubtedly the St. Peter's Fountain, adorned with a statue of the city's patron saint. It is said that the statue has witnessed countless first kisses and hurried farewells, and has even seen the odd drunken citizen mistaking it for a very patient listener. The square is surrounded by colourful buildings that seem plucked from a fairy tale, yet are as real as the cobblestone ground beneath your feet. The Stiper House and the Hauptmarkt are the square's elegant hosts, displaying their ornate facades that have been lovingly reconstructed after World War II left them a bit dishevelled. The buildings are an eclectic mix of architectural styles ranging from Gothic to Baroque. Among them stands out the Red House, with its Gothic facade painted in a vibrant red that seems almost proud of its intense colours in a world previously dominated by the grey of stone and the white of lime. And don't miss the imposing Town Hall, with its foundations dating back to Roman times. Throughout the year, the square transforms to host festivals and events. The joyful Christmas market stands out, making you feel as if you're inside a snow globe, turning the square into a forest of wooden stalls, twinkling lights, and heady scents of mulled wine and Christmas sweets. Let's not forget the carnival, where even the most serious Trier citizens let down their togas. Prepare for an explosion of costumes and parades that fill the square with music and laughter. In its day, even Napoleon passed through the market square, and it's told he was so impressed with the city that he ordered the restoration of the nearby Porta Nigra. In spring, the square fills with terraces, and people gather to enjoy the sun after the cold winter months. In summer, tourists mix with locals in search of souvenirs and a cool place to rest. Autumn brings a palette of golden and red hues, while winter covers the square with a blanket of snow, turning it into a picture postcard scene. Trier Audio Guide.